The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph states that cereal and cooked dishes are classified as machmas hasuda, even though they're not eaten together with bread, but since they're eaten as the basic part of a meal with the intent to fill up on them, that's called machmas hasuda, like Tosfos. In Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah states that if one doesn't care to eat bread and is only eating a little bit to exempt other foods, it's questionable whether this works to exempt the other foods, especially if one eats less than a kazayis of bread. In such a situation, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that it would be preferable not to eat the bread altogether and to just say a bracha on the other foods. However, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when one is anyway obligated to eat a kazayis of bread, so then that bread, the hamoitzi, automatically exempts all other foods that are machmas hasuda. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet writes that fruit and similar foods which require a bracha during a bread meal require this bracha even if they were in front of him when he said hamaitzi. He continues that fruit cooked together with meat is a sofek, and accordingly one should either eat raw fruit first and say a bracha on the fruit, or one should eat the fruit together with bread at a minimum at the beginning and end. However, cooked fruit that is eaten for dessert, compote, Mishnah Berurah states, certainly requires a bracha. In Sifkat and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah states that certain types of vegetables could also be classified as not machmas hasuda. However, generally vegetables are considered machmas hasuda. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches states that it only helps to eat fruit and similar things together with bread at the beginning and end if the fruit was brought with the intent to accompany the bread, and then it becomes classified as machmas hasuda. However, if the fruit was brought to serve as a dessert, so then any fruit eaten at any point, not literally together with bread, that fruit eaten alone will require a bracha. In Sifkat and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah writes that one should not rely on eating fruit beginning and end with bread, as not all Rishonim agree that this helps. Rather, one should first eat some fruit without bread and say a bracha on it. B'dievet, if one started eating fruit with bread and without a bracha, one may continue eating the fruit, but should be careful to eat more fruit later with bread. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that baked dough filled with fruit, such as an apple pie, no bracha is required on the fruit, since the fruit is tofel to the dough.